this the second half as they lead Mastinal 38-29. Glad you're joining us this evening. Inbound pass goes to Harris as we're back underway. Harris dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Scott. Thought about three and said he will dribble to the left elbow. Throws it out to Cancillo on the wing. Now ball goes to Harris over to Oswald on the right. Cross court to Cancillo on the left corner. He'll throw it to Harris on the wing. Up top to Scott over to Oswald on the right side. He dribbles down to the low block. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball goes up out to Cancillo. He dribbles up to the top. Ball goes over to Oswald. Now over to Cancillo. They're going to shoot it soon. I don't think they realized how much time was left on the shot clock, but they turned it over anyway. As Mastinal gets the steal, the ball went through Oswald's hands. Gilbert back the other way, pulling up for the jumper. In and out. And the rebound is controlled by Tech. But just immediately, they turn it over. McLean's going to pull up for the three in the right corner. No good. Podwoski gets off into court. Kicks out to Corp. He puts up the three. That one won't go. And this time, the rebound's controlled by Scott. Here is Cancillo with on the left wing. Down to Oswald in the corner. Now to Harris. 6:52 left to play in the third quarter. It's a 9-point Golden Eagle advantage. Ball goes to Oswald. He dribbles to the low block. And either way, call for the charge! No, Oswald picks up his first personal foul. The first team foul against Tech here in the third quarter. And their 10th turnover of the evening. Already three here in this quarter alone. Here's Tate with it in the front court. Over to Oswald on the right side. I'm sorry, to Podwoski that is. Sorry, to Corp. Now up top to McLean. McLean drills to the left side. 15 left from the shot clock. Now McLean drills to the right elbow. Kicks out to Gilbert for the three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Oswald. Back quickly comes the Golden Eagles. Harris back down into the lane. His pass knocked away, but Cancillo is there to secure it. Ball goes to Oswald. Over to Scott. Now down to Morton. He's going to kick it out to Cancillo in the right wing for the three. It won't go, and the rebound is tipped to Cancillo, and Tech gets a fresh 35. Ball goes to Morton in the paint. He puts up the fadeaway. Good. Landon Morton with his six on the evening, and it's a double-digit lead for Tech once again. Corp back the other way, pulling up for the three. Good. 19 on the night for Jackson Corp. 40-32. Tech leading at 5:36. Let's play in the third quarter. Here's Cancillo dribbling into the lane, going in for the runner. Good. Luke Cancillo, his first field goal of the evening. He's got four on the night. 42-32. Back to double digits. Tate back the other way. Loses the handle of the ball. Cancillo gets the steal. He is back the other way, going in for the layup. Good. And Josh Fulcher says enough. He's going to call a timeout as Mastinal commits their sixth turnover of the evening. We'll break with 5:14. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Greene County Tech leading Mastinal 44-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boost.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Mastinal taking the timeout to try to sell the team down with 5:14 left playing in the third quarter. Greene County Tech has built a 12-point advantage, 44-32 our score. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert, a full court man-to-man once again for the Golden Eagles. Gilbert into the front court, finds Rosa on the right side. He just checked in a moment ago for Blaine Tate. Gilbert has it now, tries to throw it to court, but the ball goes wide of him. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline, and that will be Mastinal's seventh turnover of the evening. Tech so far with 10. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third. Golden Eagles looking to build on their double-digit lead. Mastinal in a man-to-man. Here is Harris with it, dribbling to the right elbow. He will give it to Scott on the wing. Down, tries to throw it down to Oswald. Ball is knocked away by Corp, but he steps on the baseline. Good defense by Corp, just ran out of real estate. And so it will be Tech's ball with 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. Since they reset the shot clock, they said that Mountain Home had possession of that. So, anyway, here is Oswald with it. Ball goes to Scott. Now to Harris. The ball is being rotated as Oswald has it on the left side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Morton gets offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. Landon Morton, he just got the easy basket there after having good position on that blockout. And back the other way, Court puts up the three. No good, but he gets his own rebound. He goes into the lane for the layup, and he won't go, but he draws the blocking foul. Much to the dismay of Jeff Dio, he wants a charge on that call. He's not going to get it. See who they go give that foul to. They're going to give that one to Casey Scott. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Golden Eagles here in the third quarter. So Jackson Court back at the free throw line where he is 2 of 5 with 19 points. First free throw is up. Good. Now he has 20. Ethan Rosa checks out of the game as Blaine Tate comes back in. And for Green County Tech, Landon Morton will take a seat as he is replaced by Carson McDaniel. Second free throw for Corp. No good. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Harris. 21 rebounds for Green County Tech, 11 for Mount Holmes. Back the other way, Oswald puts up the long three. Good. Noah Oswald with 15 on the night. It is a 16-point lead for Tech all of a sudden. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the third. Here is Tate back the other way, putting up the fadeaway. It won't go. Oswald chases down the rebound. And back quickly come the Golden Eagles. Scott thought about the three and said he's going to find Oswald in the lane for the layup. No good, but he tips it back up and in. And Mount Holmes going to take another timeout as Noah Oswald has 17. We'll break with 3:42 left to play in the third quarter. It is Green County Tech leading Mount Holmes 51-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Now, Mount Holmes taking their first full timeout of the evening with 3:42 left to play in the third quarter, as it is becoming an 18-point margin all of a sudden. Green County Tech up 51-33. Here is Tate into the front court for the Bombers. Man-to-man for the Golden Eagles once again. There's Corp with it. Dribbles towards the left side. Gets there to McLean. He dribbles to the corner. Now near the top to Gilbert. Over on the right side to Tate. Tate will take the screen. Dribble into the lane. Finds Corp cutting into the lane. His layup was blocked. And Cantilla comes up with the ball. Back quickly comes Cantilla. He'll throw it to Oswald on the right side. He's going to dribble towards the lane. Now his pass is knocked away and stolen by Tate. Back comes Mountain Home. Tate will find Corp for the layup. Good. Jackson Corp with 22 points. Mountain Home cuts the margin to 16. But just as I say that, back the other way, Carson McDaniel puts up the three. He has 11, and it is Mountain Home, the Cubs trailing by 19. Now, it looks like Cantilla checks out of the game. I'm not sure if he has blood or if he's hurt, but he comes out as he'll be replaced by Banks Boozer. 54-35, Tech leading it. 2:45, let's play in the third. Here is Gilbert with it on the right wing. Gives up top to Tate. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Blaine Tate with 9 on the night. 54-38. Tech leading in less than 2.5 left in the third. Oswald back the other way. He's going to call for another charge. No, Oswald with his second personal foul. All of his fouls come on the offensive end. 13 foul against the Golden Eagles. And their 12th turnover of the night. He's going to check out of the game as Landon Morton comes back in for Tech. 2:25 left to play in the third. It is Mount Zion with the ball, trailing by 16. Looking to try to make a comeback in this one. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Full court man once again for Tech. Ball goes over to Corp on the right wing. Up top to Tate. Over to Gilbert on the left. Up top to McClain. He's going to pull up for a three-pointer. It won't go. Tate gets offensive rebound. He will find Podlaski on the low block for the layup. It rolls around and falls in. Tyler Podlaski with 4 on the night. Mounts home, cuts the margin down to 14. 2 minutes left to play in the third. Ball goes down to Morton. His layup won't go, and the rebound's controlled by the Bombers. 54-38, 39. Back the other way, going into the lane for the layup was Ryder McClain. Good. I'm sorry, that was 54-38. Now it's 54-40. McClain with that layup. He has 4 points, and now Tech is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:46 left to play in the third quarter as it is down to a dozen. Tech leads Mount Zion 54-42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Well, looks like Luke Kancilicek back into the game during the timeout for the Golden Eagles. Trying to figure out who he replaced. Maybe Morton. So we're back underway. Here is Harris with it. Gives it Scott on the left side. Back up top to Harris. Over on the right side goes to Cantillo. Cantillo is going to dribble into the lane. He will find Harris cutting into the lane. His layup is blocked, but he also drew contact, so he'll head to the free throw line with 1:32 left in the third quarter. Tyler Podlaski picks up his first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Parker Harris at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in, so it makes it a five-possession game once again. And he has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by McClain. Back comes Mountain Home. McClain with it near the left corner. He'll drill out a little bit more on the wing. Now he's going to get by his defender, go up for the runner, in and out. Offensive rebound for Corp. He goes back up with it. He'll be fouled on the way, and he'll head to the line for a pair. Jackson Corp's doing a good job drawing contact. Let's just see if he can convert some more free throws. Parker Harris picks up. He said that's his first personal foul. That is his second. It's also the 14th foul against Green County Tech. First free throw for Corp is no good. One more free throw for Corp. McDaniel checks out of the game. For Tech, as Corp gets the second free throw. It looks like Morton's going to come back in for the Golden Eagles. So 55-43, Tech leading it. 1:10 left to play in the third. Ball goes up top to Oswald over on the right side to Harris. He gives it to Morton. He's going to go up for the layup. He'll be fouled on the layup. The shot wouldn't go, so he's going to go to the line for a pair. Wayne Tate picks up his second team foul against Mountain Home here in the third. So 1:01 left to play in the third, as it will be Landon Morton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening. Make it 9 as he gets the first one here. So one more free throw for Landon Morton. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He's down double figures with 10. 57-43, Tech leading it. Less than a minute. Let's play in the third. If Gilbert has on the up top, throws it near the left corner to Tate. His three-pointer won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Oswald. Back comes Tech. Here is Kinsella throwing it to Morton on the low block. He's going to go down in lane. Now kicks out to Oswald on the right side for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Kinsella. He will go back, try to go back over. The ball knocked away, but Oswald's there to get the ball. Now Harris will head dribble up top. Boy, the shot clock and game clock are right there neck and neck. Oswald with the ball. He's going to draw a little contact. He calls out on the floor. Another tackle is going to be called on Mountain Home. Ryder McClain gets a personal foul and then immediately gets called for the tackle, which is also a personal. That is McClain's second and third foul. And that's the third and 14th foul against Mountain Home. So it looks like, I think they call that a foul on the floor. But on the technical foul, it will be Oswald's. Or maybe, I don't know if they called it, called down the shot, but Oswald is at the free throw line for a pair. First shot is up, rolls around and does not go. 20.3 left in this third quarter. Cool, so one more free throw for Oswald. Second shot rolls around and falls in. So, okay, so they call that foul on the floor. So Oswald gets the two, shoots, goes one for two on the technical free throws, and then they'll inbound it on the far sideline, leading by 15. The bounce pass goes to Harris, back to Oswald in the front court. They're content to hold for the last shot of the period as the shot clock is off. Down to seven. Harris has it on the left side. He'll give it to Oswald. Down to three. Oswald's going to dribble to the elbow. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway to beat the buzzer. It won't go, and we come to the end of the third quarter. Well, Mountain Home has some catching up to do if they're going to win this one. We've got 8 minutes left to play. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 58-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks.